Between them, they deployed 9 times. Each served in Iraq. Danny came home from Afghanistan just last year.
That's the president, of course, talking about some of the people who were killed at Fort Hood. And there was a big memorial in Killeen, Texas. Why are these things happening? You got to question that. And this is twice too many in 5 years. Today was a big day for the families, at least to get a chance to talk about their sons, their husbands, their friends. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a way to open up the show. Talking about a memorial at Fort Hood, which I think was so necessary for the family, so important, and was done pretty well because I watched it. I watched big chunks of it, and I thought it was great to see the families on hand. It was great to listen to some of the stories, but it was not great what happened. And ultimately, I would be very upset if I served and I was on that base, or if I had a family member who was on the base, because something like this, after somebody has again and again been deployed, should not have happened. Something else that should not have happened went down in a Pennsylvania school just outside of Pittsburgh, a suburb. There was a 16-year-old sophomore who went to school and decided, this is the day I'm going to stab people in the hallway. In all, 20 people were stabbed, 20 kids. He was 16 years old, and assistant principal Sam King was able to stop the stabbing suspect, wrestle him to the ground, and end what was an incredibly terrifying 5 minutes. Slashed, stabbed, shocked. The suspect is described as just a typical kid. He did a very atypical thing. Alex Herbal is his name. All the students apparently liked him. If you saw a picture of him, he looks like any other kid going to school. He does. But he wasn't any other kid going to school. No one expected that. He's a B student. His family, they say, is like Ozzie and Harriet. They eat dinner together every night. I think the family is completely shocked. The FBI immediately paid them a visit. Parents were stunned, rushing to the school to try to get their students, their kids, home and away from the school. There's one kid that's in critical condition. There are others that are suffering from all kinds of wounds, from being stabbed. There were giant kitchen knives. And here was a guy, he wasn't trying to push himself all over the place on Facebook or Twitter or any of that. He was very minor as far as social media was concerned. His lawyer describes him as just typical and never been in trouble. He's scared. He's 16. He looks like he's 12. They're processing him as an adult, but they want to process him. His lawyer wants to convince them to process him in a juvie court. He faces 4 counts of attempted homicide, 21 counts of aggravated assault, and 1 count of possession of a weapon on school grounds. Thank goodness the assistant principal acted quickly. So if he's not troubled, his family is Ozzie and Harriet. He gets decent grades. What possessed him to do what he did? He apparently wasn't getting bullied, at least that we know of. They took his computer. They're hoping they can find some kind of a motive on the computer. Who knows if they will. Once again, a sacred place, place of learning. Kids should be able to go to high school and not worry about getting stabbed, shot, or any of that kind of stuff. What possibly motivated this kid to do what he did. And it also goes to, in a sad way, it's not the weapon, it's what's behind, the motivation behind what happened. Because so often we're talking about guns, and then the argument becomes, get rid of the guns, guns will make you safer. And one thing that this kid showed is that's not the truth. He's being held without bail at this point. They're talking about a psychiatric evaluation, but the mystery is still there. Naturally, his parents, who are stunned, offered their condolences to everybody. They're upset. They didn't see it coming at all. So nobody has any answers at this point. He himself looks stunned and shocked. One of the kids described him as having just wild eyes when he was creating the chaos in a very crowded hallway at the school. Kids, a couple of them, ran out of the school covered in blood. Teachers grabbed other kids to get their hoodies from them and try to cover them up and try to help them with the bleeding. So it was very, very chaotic, unexpected, and the pieces are not coming together. Just a teenage boy that no one expected that this kind of a thing would happen. So they got to figure out. They got to get to the bottom of it. And the conversations have to continue to start in a lot of the schools, if they haven't already, about the safety of the kids and what do you do? How do you pick out a troubled kid? The answer is you can't always find those red flags. At least that's what this story is proving so far at this point. Quickly, I'll throw this in at the top because I got several emails from you. As I was saying, I'm not going to constantly harp on Malaysia Flight 370, the disappearing 777. But now the field has narrowed because they found pings in a certain area. We're talking about 17 miles, so that is a big deal. If they can ultimately find the black box and the plane. Because you're searching a smaller area, that gives a lot of hope this time around that this just might happen. So this time the optimism might be justified. Even Mary Schiavo, who's a former Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Transportation, who hasn't been very optimistic about it, says it's a matter of time and work and just narrowing it down, and she thinks the optimism is absolutely justified this time around. Will they find the boxes? Will they find the plane? Those are still some of the same questions that we've been talking about. It's just that they're finding the pings in the same vicinity, which makes the search a little bit easier instead of the vast amount of miles that we've been talking about throughout this entire search, which has now gone on past a month. Can you believe it? Is there some hope? Maybe just a little bit of hope. With the right coordination and all the right coordinates in that 17-mile area, perhaps they'll start to see something and get those boxes up. Maybe. All right, hang with us. Much more to come. We've just scratched the surface in this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To have Lisa Fritsch on with us again, and she's terrific from Project 21, especially with what we're going to be talking about this time around. Man, I was overwhelmed by the amount of emails that I received from so many people about the president's Equal Pay Day when we uncovered, and a lot of people statistically got numbers from different sources, that the women at the White House were making 88 cents to every dollar their male counterpart was making. So the whole idea of the equal pay thing kind of, I think, blew up on the administration. But there's a reason why there are problems with this. And Lisa had a lot to say about it, and it's always great to get her perspective. Lisa, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
What do you think is the biggest, just the biggest problem with the idea of legislating this? Okay, equal pay. Let's have a vote. Come on. The Senate is probably going to say yes. The House probably says no. And the president beats up the Republicans and says, listen, they're gumming up the works. Why wouldn't they vote for equal pay? It doesn't make any sense. What inherently is the problem with that?
To me, the biggest problem is that you can't legislate equality. It's the same problem with minimum wage. What if, as a woman, I'm able to make more? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not that I should be equal. And every time the government gets involved, they politicize an issue that has nothing to do with politics. It's very similar to their war on poverty and how they set out to help, you know, the black community, where actually what happened is blacks became pawns in their political games, and in fact, their lives turned out to be much worse off. If you look at, since Obama's been elected, his policies have not done anything to hurt women who need professional, good-paying jobs to support and feed their families. If anything, he's made it harder for women to find good work and to reach a level of good pay.
Yeah, why do you think he's made it harder?
I think he's made it harder through the Affordable Care Act. I think he's made it harder through making the economy unpredictable. And frankly, you know, I always wonder about this. Like, if he's so concerned about equal pay and about women getting ahead, well, you know, Hillary did have the chance to be the first female president. But, you know, him being a man, he went and took her spot.
True.
That was the first foot that he started off wrong right there.
Yeah. The and you were talking about this, the and looking at it from the black community, it's like you said, you have the statistics, you put out a great piece on that, talking about that, about the equal pay day thing and the conversation about it, and the unemployment numbers, that especially black women 20 years and older saw the unemployment rates skyrocket.
Oh. Absolutely. I mean, anytime you have someone standing up for the little guy who is not actually the little guy, I believe this is going to fail. And listen, you know, I'm a woman, you're a woman. We are not, I'm not sitting here saying I don't believe women should be paid equally as men. I do think it's possible, and I think women are capable of making that argument for themselves and rising to the occasion. They don't need the government to step in and create more legislation that's going to actually do more harm than good.
Yeah, and you know, there's the other side of that too. It's like you said, what if you should earn more money? And at certain jobs, what about the education level or how long you've been with a company or what their process is? There are definitely women. Yeah, there are women that earn more than men, and there are men that earn more than women. But as you said, we're not saying that there aren't some terrible situations, but there are so many situations where you wouldn't want to see the reverse. And then, I hate to say this, but, and I've seen it in broadcasting, you create the atmosphere that's so toxic and poisonous.
Yeah.
It's hostile. And you create it by these laws, so it becomes worse for...
It's like affirmative action. And then,
yes.
You know, you go there, and everyone's looking at you. I mean, I've been in that situation. You're the only black woman. I was like, oh, well, we know how you got your job. I mean, it actually ends up further dividing people on these issues of equality instead of bringing people together. And, you know, might we add that we're individuals, and most jobs, you know, have within them a certain amount of creativity and flair that an individual person can bring. There are probably very few jobs where women are predominantly, you know, hired or used in those roles where they make the same amount themselves. There's discrepancies within the gender community, that because someone else is more creative or someone else lends more passion to their work or works longer, that you cannot possibly say, well, everyone's going to have equal pay and equality across the board. I mean, that would take away what makes us unique and special.
Yeah, boy, no kidding about that. Hey, we should tell people, and I think a lot of people realize this, that you're a Tea Party activist, and you also ran for governor of Texas. As you look at that from, you know, backwards and seeing what that was like, how wild was that to run for governor? It had to be kind of cool experience.
It was crazy and cool and scary and all of that at the same time, but the reason I'm talking to you right now is why I ran. You know, in Texas, we have Wendy Davis, you know, part of the battleground effort to, you know, turn Texas blue. And a lot of people consider Wendy Davis a long shot. I do not, because I don't consider what she stands for with this conversation on women and equality and the pro-life, pro-choice conversation. I consider that a huge threat, and it's really time for conservatives to step up and get out of their predictable playbook and start having fresh voices and people who can speak to these values from experience, you know, and forgive me, who's not, you know, a middle-aged white man, to stop getting up and talking about these women's issues. Stop talking about poverty if you've never lived in poverty. Stop talking about, you know, pro-life if you've never been burdened with carrying a child. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we need more women who are conservative to stand up and speak out on these issues. It doesn't matter if you have the money or the machine behind you. What matters is that you get in the arena and make your voice heard.
Will you try again for any kind of office in the future?
You know, I don't know if that's in store for me. I am very, you know, I am God-led, and I see where God is working, and I try to be used. And I never had ambitions to run before, but when I saw this calling and this critical time upon our society, I wanted to stand up and make a stand. I didn't want to tell my kids and grandkids that I, you know, just kind of retreated and wrote and complained about everybody. I tried to do something to change it.
Yeah. What would you say to people? Because sometimes we get this. I'll get emails. You know, I always say everybody's welcome to the party, America Tonight, to you know, have the conversation. And sometimes I'll get people that'll say, "Oh, the Tea Party. They have ruined things. They're just a bunch of nuts, and they're so crazy off the wrong end of the spectrum." Now, I don't feel that way at all, and I was there from the very beginning. And I think, like anything else, Democrats, Republicans, of course, you have all kinds of people. But I don't believe that. What would you tell people that they don't really realize about the Tea Party?
You know, Kate, I would say that, first of all, the Tea Party during my campaign, because as you know, there's a good old boy system in politics. They were so not about that. They were the most embracing and welcoming of me than the Republican establishment. I just have to say that. They really embraced the candidate, not the propaganda, not the old guard. You know, they are part of the wave of breaking down the status quo. And I don't think I would have gotten as much media and attention as I did without their support.
Yeah. All right. Well said. Last question. You know, I've talked to Derek Green about this before, about Project 21, which I think, by the way, some of the most intelligent people that I've talked politics with happen to be part of Project 21. So bravo that you're involved in some of what they're doing. But what he said is, I said, you know, do you get a lot of flack for that? Do you get a lot of flack from some of your friends? He said, are you kidding me? He said, it's ridiculous, some of the heat that I take. And lately, even in the news, some of that is coming out. You can't be black and be conservative in this country?
Well, I'm one of those people, I think of it differently. I think, you know, if you're not getting any heat, then, you know, you're not stepping into the kitchen and being a cook enough. So I embrace it. I think it's important that there become a time when it's not so unique and so ubiquitous, black and conservative together. You know, I think the flack is good. I'm comfortable with it. And in some ways, I hardly even notice it anymore.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, I think, absolutely. Well, we'll see where this all ends up with the wages. I think that, you know, the push certainly goes through the Senate, but I think it gets stopped in the House. What do you think?
I think you're right. And, you know, I think women can do this for themselves. Like, I don't know if you've read the book Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. I thought it was a good book, and I thought, you know, very good points, and some of what she says resonates with me, not only as a woman, but as a minority, right? That, you know, you get in, you want to fit in, and you're afraid to stick out. Women can always get their way, Kate. And, you know, especially if a man is in their way. Come on. We can figure this out.
Yeah, I agree with you. We can figure this out. Lisa Fritsch, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Good night.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The city's courageous recovery and the epic hunt for justice, the long mile home. We're going to have Jenna Russell on. She was a reporter for the Boston Globe. She is one. And Scott Hellman is the guy who also co-wrote it with her. The book is a fascinating read of everything that happened leading up to the marathon, then what happened at the marathon through the eyes of people who were injured, their families, the people who were killed. And wow, just in a crazy, awful day, and now we're coming up on another Boston Marathon next week, so it'll be interesting to chat with her. Right now, though, we're going to chat with all of you, because you will once again hit me up on the mailbag email, and let's head to Al Gore's internet and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Buddy D, and Buddy D says, "Hi, Katie D." How you be? I was wondering what you think is going to happen with this Chris Christie thing. I live in northern New Jersey, and people can't get enough of it. I have to be honest with you. I'm tired of it, although I think Christie would have made a lousy president. He's an okay governor. I'm a Republican. I think some of what he says is true, and I think he is straightforward. I think he got tangled up with a bunch of bozos in the mess with the Fort Lee mayor, probably because he exploded and his aides decided, okay, we're going to figure this one out and we're going to teach this guy a lesson. And it backfired, so to speak, on all of them. Yeah, be careful who you hire, I guess. So what do you do when you hire aides? You have to tell them, listen, I know you're kind of, you kind of feel like you're my loyalist and you're my attack dog, but, there's kind of this line that you don't want to cross, like moving traffic on a major bridge in the Northeast to jab it in the face of the Fort Lee mayor who's not backing me up because, you know what, I'm going to win this election anyway, so why don't we cut the nonsense? But it's too late for that, right? How about this one? And this came to me from Scott, who said, Kate, I've heard you talk about the presidents before. I know you're a huge Tom Jefferson fan, but I know you also like Ronald Reagan. Did you happen to see that they're talking about naming a mountain Mount Reagan in Nevada? I did happen to see that. They're talking about French. I used to live in Las Vegas, actually. They're talking about Frenchman Mountain, and it's just east of Vegas. And they're going to name it Mount Reagan. Or there's been a big campaign for that, to call it Mount Reagan. And now they're getting closer to it. The House committee actually approved the idea on Wednesday. That's the House Natural Resources Committee. So they have to do votes on that kind of stuff. And it looks like they're getting closer to making that happen. How about that? There's Mount Reagan on the way to Vegas. So, and think about this. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid of Nevada, he controls the Senate floor schedule, right? And so does he support that measure or not? All they're saying is, well, he has a higher priority land bill for Nevada that he would bring up for a vote. So that means, yeah, he's probably not backing that. But I think this goes through. I think there's probably Democrats and Republicans that'll say, yeah, that's cool. That sounds good to me. I mean, what's the difference, right? It's not named for anyone specific that I know of right now. So, yeah, go ahead and name it for Reagan. You know the thing with Mount Rushmore? I wonder if they could add any more presidents. If they could add a president, I don't think they can. I've looked at that space before. But if they could add another president on Rushmore, what president should they add? I mean, there's a great question. What president, we just went through in February, another President's Day, should be the next face on Mount Rushmore? That would be so tiny, though, because I don't think there's much room. Would it be Reagan? I mean, if there was like a national vote on it, would it be Reagan? Would it be Kennedy? I don't know. I mean, you could really make an argument for a couple of different people. Be curious if there was just a massive poll on that. If there's just a massive vote on it. Who would be the face that everybody would vote for to be immortalized as the next face on Mount Rushmore? This one from Ollie, who says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to you for quite some time now. I zig and zag, a word that I got from you, all over the state of Texas. And I have to tell you, I'm from Killeen, and it just breaks my heart that we had another shooting at Fort Hood. The people of Fort Hood are just like our own when you're from Killeen. And to see that you have families that senselessly lost brothers and sons makes just no sense to me whatsoever. It's very shaking. And this is just a couple of years after 2009. I have family that live in Killeen. I'm from there, as I mentioned. And to have this happen twice is just so depressing, to be honest. I don't know what else to say. They need to do something like you said and let the guys and the women who have served have access to their sidearms. It doesn't make sense to me that they're crouching in fear, or maybe not in fear, but they're cowering or running away or just defenseless when somebody decides to open fire on a base. Isn't it sad that, you know, when I crack open the microphone, what are we saying? Yeah, kids stab somebody and a kid stabbed over 20 people at school, but geez, everybody said he was nice. It's a nice suburb. He didn't seem to have any problems that we know of yet. And then there's mass hysteria there. Then we're talking about Fort Hood last week. And one, you know, it's just, you just don't know what's going to happen in life. One day you're walking and breathing and with your family, and the next day something, some tragedy like that happens. So the president, by the way, was in Fort Hood, and he said the tragedy occurred in a place where they're supposed to be safe. That's it. They're supposed to be safe. And he said this tragedy tears a wound still raw from 5 years ago. Absolutely. So 16 people were wounded, 3 were killed. So far, there's not a big push for aggressive firearm legislation. So that's not happening at this point. But I think somebody should push for that. I don't think we're going to get it, though. I don't think we will. There's still be talk of standing together and trying to figure out what to do, but I don't think they're going to let the people carry arms on the base. Okay, here's one from Hannah. Kate, I've never written to your show before. I'm a little bit nervous, but I do like the things that you talk about on America Tonight. I especially like it when you tell us, you know, what's happening with Obamacare. It sounds like more people are unhappy with our health care system than are actually happy with it. And I think the people who are super, super on the poor edge but still can afford it probably make out the best, and bravo for them. It's just too bad that the middle class gets squeezed in the meantime. There has to be a way to figure this out. And I'm 20 years old, and I'm scared to death of what it's going to look like in the future. Thanks so much for what you do. Yeah, you know, the ACA, what they're saying now, which is interesting too, is the people who enrolled, the ACA enrollees, were sicker than average. So there was a level where if you've never had insurance, but you could barely afford it, but you could get it because you could practically get the whole thing subsidized, then if you got the coverage, that was worth it, right? Because they haven't been able to see a doctor or didn't think they could afford a doctor. So those are the people really benefits. Then there's too many people that lost their insurance, that liked their insurance, and the premium was fine, everything was fine, and boom, you know, they're out. But this new report that came out shows so far that the people who signed up for the plans in the six-month period were sicker than average. Their use of specialty medications was higher, and among the exchange enrollees versus patients enrolled in commercial health plans, 6 of the top 10 costliest medications were used by the enrollees. They were the specialty drugs. So I think it'll be interesting to keep all those stats and see how that plays out, because I think that makes sense. Like I just said, sicker people who hadn't had insurance, now they get a chance to sign up, and that's the whole thing. And Express Scripts were found, approximately 43% of exchange enrollees had plans with Express Scripts in 2013. 57 were uninsured or had a plan that didn't provide pharmacy coverage, because that's, of course, the other part of this one. All right, here's another one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, Kate, this year I'd hoped to go and run in the Boston Marathon. That didn't happen. I just frankly wasn't in shape enough. And you really have to run a bunch of those half marathons and marathons to be in shape for something like Boston and qualify for it anyway, too. But I hope in the next couple of years I'm able to do it. Nothing made me more furious than the attack on the innocent people at that historic race. I'm not a big marathon runner or anything, but I just think it's terrible that the neighborhoods were shattered that way and that the people had to go through that, including, you know, the people who died who were just waiting for other people to come across the finish line. Yeah, and we're going to take you back there, obviously, when we had that conversation with Jenna Russell, but that was the awful thing, the story of the people going down to the bar to meet their friends who were coming across, the first-timers who flew to Boston to be in the race. Yeah, there were a lot of those kinds of stories. You want to say something, the best way to get a hold of us, besides 855-266-5283, is send us an email, americatonight.net.
Yeah. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
So once again, here we are at the crossroads of all that's exciting and fun. Time to invite Nathan Reeder into the inner circle for a little fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, Nathan, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, you're going to love this one. There's a Long Island nursing home where the residents all chipped in $250 of their own money for a striptease. They hired strippers to come in. The home has an active panel of 16 people, residents, who actually voted to have the event. And they said they welcomed it. They had a great time. They don't understand what the problem is. The problem is the striptease caused an uproar among the patients' families. And they say it was really the idea of the facility to do that, which it wasn't because there was a panel. And There was a photograph that I happened to see of an 85-year-old woman who is slipping a dollar bill into the underwear of a young man as he hovers over her dancing. So the families think it's vile and wrong, and that it was really for the perverse pleasure and enjoyment of the staff. So there's some people are suing. Is this fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm going to go with fruits and nuts because I'm like, you know, if those people were participating, then they wanted to do it.
Yeah, so they're old. They wanted to have some fun. They ponied up some money. Can't they have some fun just because they're old and they're in a home?
Yeah, I'm down with that. I kind of understand where, you know, their families might be like, who's really talking what to these people? But, yeah, I'm sticking with fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts. Okay, I'd say fruits and nuts, too. I guess I wouldn't want to get that phone call necessarily. I think of my grandfather who lived to be 93, Nathan, and this guy was cool. John Fitzgerald was his name, and he lived on his own till he was 90. He was golfing until he was 90. Wow. And then the place that he went into was a great place. It wasn't, you know, we have these images of nursing homes. It was, it was like an active retirement community. And so if I got a phone call like that and people were outraged and they described to me a certain way, maybe I would think it would be weird. But then I would talk to him and hear what he had to say about it. So if they talked to the people, they would have known that this is what they wanted. So they let them do it, I guess, is the thing.
Yeah, you know, unless someone talked to the older people there, and they were like confused about it. I could maybe see that coming back.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're exactly right. If you talk to him about it, that's their decision.
They're adults. They're just older adults. Mm-hmm. Right? They're older adults.
Yeah.
So they make their own decisions.
Oh my goodness.
It is. The picture is very weird, though. Okay, so how about this one? Jane Pauley, you were probably, you may remember who she was. She was a big deal on the Today Show.
Yes.
Jane Pauley was like the grand dame. She was very classy, and she's a Midwesterner because you're Mr. Midwest, or you are now. And so Jane Pauley is going back to the news. She's going to join CBS News. How about that? She's going to be joining Bob Schieffer, announced it, and she's going to be part of one of their crews. So you're going to get to see Jane Pauley now doing some CBS News. Is this fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Shredded or bingo? I don't know.
Bingo! Well, she was at NBC for 30 years, and she's married to Gary Trudeau, the cartoonist. So it's not a money thing.
No.
Not at all. So she probably has the bug and wants to go back into TV.
Yep.
They're going to use her name because she was pretty famous, so they can do that. They could, you know, say, hey, she's had this long career, and so we're going to try to take advantage of it.
Yep. Bingo and then shred it. That's how it works.
Bingo. I'm going to say bingo.
Yep.
If I work for CBS and my idea is I throw her name up there and say, hey, why don't we bring back Jane Pauley? She could do some features and do some things for us. Don't you think that'd be great, or have her do like the Saturday News or something? And if she wanted to do it, oh, yeah, I'm all in on this because I think she has still a fan base. And, you know, baby boomers are just talking about older people. Baby boomers are the Jane Pauley generation. So maybe they attract them. You know, maybe she attracts older people to the news that she would be on, so good for her. I say, why not? Let her do it. Although she's so identified with NBC, it's such a crazy thing. Maybe NBC will be thinking, well, maybe we should have done that. I don't know. Maybe not. Okay, let's move on to another one. How about this term, conscious uncoupling? Chris Martin from Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow decide they're getting a divorce, but they go away together with their two kids, and the way they announce it to the world is that, well, it's called conscious uncoupling. We have mutual respect for each other, and we are just consciously uncoupling. Is it fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo?
Shred it. Oh, my gosh. Names of things again.
And plus, conscious uncoupling, they're getting a divorce.
Yes, I mean, that the divorce and the marriage thing, those are all legal, tangible ideas. And once you're talking about the philosophy of consciousness, you're just, you have been hanging with rigorous circles, my dear.
I know, and that's Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, I think that's the whole thing. She was trying to manipulate it into sounding better, and, you know, I mean, I get it. People that are make $1 zillion and they float in different atmospheres, like they have like 6 houses together and all this other stuff. You know, this is what they're releasing to the public. And whether it was her idea, his idea, a combination of their ideas, it's just a crazy term. Conscious uncoupling. Yeah, that's not the term I used when I got divorced from my first husband. Which, by the way, I have a fabulous husband now. All of you would love him if you ever met him. So, okay, so here is the next one. FXX plans a marathon telecast of The Simpsons. Is The Simpsons so popular that it warrants a marathon? They plan to air this summer 552 all-in-a-row Simpsons. So the network said Wednesday the marathon's going to start August 21st, and it will continue into Labor Day. And it coincides with the network's purchase of the rerun rights of The Simpsons, so they're really playing it up. Now, FXX TV is telecast in 72 million homes, and they hope they're going to hit the 80 million mark, and they think this is one way to do it. What do you think?
I am going to go with bingo. They're figuring out that all we do is cram hours and hours and hours of content into our face at one sitting. So, Simpsons are still alive. They're kicking. Granted, the past, 5 to 10 years have gotten pretty weird, but there are plenty of people who will sit there and want to see any of those episodes that they haven't seen in between all of the others that they have. I know.
All right, so, yeah, do you do that? Do you do the binge watching?
Yes, though I haven't in a while. That was something that me and my last girlfriend kind of did together. We binge watch a lot of stuff. Yeah, that can definitely happen. Anymore, I'll binge watch movies that aren't even related to each other, but it's that I have those chunks of time to devote to sitting on the couch and
I just binge watched The Walking Dead.
Oh, nice.
It was good. It's good. And your counterpart, the bookend to this show, Matt Johnson, is a big binge watcher, and he did that with The Walking Dead too. It's crazy. It's when you get on it, because if you don't watch a lot of TV, I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm like you, or movies. But when I do, I'm a movie hound. Then I watch it all at once. I'm the same way, and then I don't watch it for a very, very long time. It's kind of crazy. Nice. Fruits and nuts. Bingo. Shred it. It's always fun to do that. Thanks, Nathan. Next time around, be fun. Tune in. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.